This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
What's up? Thanks for listening. Hope everybody had a chill Memorial Day holiday weekend and off to a good short work week. And shout out to all service members, retired, active, no longer with us. Thank you all. Have a lot to talk about in sports. We had the Indy 500 Sunday, French Open starting up, NHL playoffs, the NBA, Knicks and Timberwolves. Boy, they stepped up in their game threes of the conference finals. Already two nice, evenly matched series, so hoping both go six or seven games for the drama. And I saw on CBS News, they had this story about a guy who got up in the middle of an all-Nippon flight Saturday from Tokyo to Houston, tried to open the exit doors, middle of the flight, until passengers and crew held him down. Flight had to make an emergency landing in Seattle. Now, I don't know what was up with the guy. They only said he was having a medical crisis and was taken to a hospital. But when things like this happen, it always makes me wonder if people who take drugs like Ambien know how it'll affect them on a flight before they take it. Again, I have no idea what was up with him in this case. It's just the thought that pops in my head when stuff like this happens. And we'll have another wild plane trip coming up in a few minutes. But for now,
my favorite stories of the day.
Talk about dedication to the craft. CBS 6 morning TV news anchor Olivia Jakewith in Albany, New York, was on the desk for last Wednesday's 6 a.m. cast after going into labor at 4:15.
We do have some breaking news this morning. Literally. Yes. Olivia's water has broke.
That's right.
And she is anchoring the news now in active labor.
Early labor.
And she actually finished the two-hour cast through the contractions.
I'd rather be at work than at the hospital.
Now, her co-anchor made sure to point out this was her choice. The bosses did not make her. And yeah, Jakewith signed off with her co-anchor applauding.
All right. Well, hopefully I don't see you tomorrow, but make sure you join Julia.
Then got to the hospital and gave birth to a healthy baby boy hours later. It was her and her husband's first child. A 42-year-old school teacher in Lutcher, Louisiana, just west of New Orleans, is accused of needing a little booger sugar to get through the day with kids. Now, the Times-Picayune is reporting someone in a hallway last Tuesday at the Cypress Grove Montessori School spotted a small baggie with white powder in it on the floor. That was apparently reported because St. James Parish Sheriff's deputies came out and checked the school surveillance video and say they saw it fall out of the teacher's pocket. They didn't say if the teacher was called to the principal's office to get handcuffed or if deputies waited for a break in classes to go arrest him. But the Times-Picayune is saying when they searched his car, they found a twin baggie of cocaine. Another bag in there. Back in a moment. But before we break, check out DJ Greg H's Jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams Podcast Mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
To have all the hands-free convenience, why not have your own personal robot behind the wheel?
Hi, where can I take you today?
Introducing Drobot. Drobot can drive any vehicle, no matter how cheap or pricey, large or small.
Buckle up. I'm a Drobot, not a lifesaver, and dead ass do not touch me or the radio.
Drobots will safely deliver everyone on board, and upgraded models can keep riders company with its cutting-edge AI-generated voice, which can hold conversations and even join a sing-along.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
And best of all, Drobots come with a lifetime warranty and free exchanges for the newest model.
We are here. So please get out, you lazy bum. I need to recharge.
So why not get your new driving buddy today?
And don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you. Come on, bum. I have to recharge.
Drobots are sold absolutely nowhere. I'm gonna offer you.
And now for the world around us.
Not trying to scare anyone about flying. Most flights are fine. But there were 227 people on this Indigo flight last Wednesday from Delhi to Srinagar who had to have been wondering what they did to deserve this. judging by all the praying, screaming, and hands grabbing onto seats in a video that somebody on the flight was calm enough to take, then post to X or Twitter. And the Times of India posted that video in their story, reporting it all started with an unexpected hailstorm they flew into about 45 minutes after takeoff. And Indigo Airline officials say that hailstorm broke open a large hole on the nose of the Airbus plane. There are pictures of this online. And that hole and hail, I may have had some passengers replacing the "and" with an "e" in hole and hail, but it caused the kind of turbulence that had all those passengers screaming and praying before they got out of it and landed. And only 15 minutes late, early Wednesday evening, nobody physically hurt. But mentally, those folks were shook. Yeah, airline officials say they had to focus on everyone's emotional well-being and comfort after getting them off the plane. And the next day, Thursday, right on the shoreline of Norway's third largest city of Trondheim, a man was getting some good rest because he was knocked out sleep inside his house, which sits right off the water of the inlet there, when he woke up to his doorbell ringing over and over. Now, Sky News is reporting the man said he wanted to go back to sleep, but got up to see who was bugging him at the doorbell, and it was his neighbor looking at him all shocked and amazed, saying, "Have you not seen the ship?" And he was like, "What ship?" Until he says he went over to the window and saw a container ship crashed into his garden between the house and the water there at the inlet. So it was only a few meters away from him snoring. And he never heard a thing. No one hurt. No oil spills. No, local police said they were looking into how the ship ended up there and said it did not seem suspicious. So maybe something mechanical went wrong. But Sky News was reporting they had to wait until high tide to pull it back into the water. So that container ship sat in Johan Helsberg's yard for hours. Hope he had a good night's sleep after that. Now, in Australia, a cow washed up on an Old Bar Beach. That's actually the name of the beach, Old Bar Beach, alive and mooing on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. Yeah, Nine News in Australia reported last Friday that this happened then, right after a heavy rainstorm flooded the region and caused all kinds of damage to homes, businesses, vehicles, and apparently farms. Nine News posted pictures of the cow just sitting on the beach, chilling after someone found it. UPI is reporting they eventually figured out that bovine was one of several swept up by floodwaters and ended up 11 miles from its farm. The owner said they got the lucky cow and took it to a veterinarian to be checked out. Speaking of animals, capybaras, one of the world's largest rodents. They tend to look like overgrown guinea pigs, about the size of a dog, sometimes a big dog. And they're known to be chill, cool creatures who don't even mind if a bird lands on them to stand on. That may have been a random explanation out of nowhere, but it does not beat the random winning headline. Costa Rican police seize five capybaras, crack cocaine and marijuana from a fleeing vehicle. And that was the Associated Press's headline, because this past Thursday, the AP is saying the cool, mellow rodents were caught in a stressful situation, all right, when the vehicle they were in were chased by cops down a highway off the Central American country's Pacific coast. Now, capybaras are not native to Costa Rica and are as illegal as the crack and marijuana cops say they also found on the two men in the vehicle. Both arrested, while the rodents, well, they were checked out by vets before being sent to a refuge for environmental education programs. Time for another break. Back in a...
Have you been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team for you.
Call McCracken and Butts at 212-555-5555. That's 212-555-5555.
McCracken and Butts. It's what we do for you.
What's up with what's going down, though?
It'll be understood if most listeners do not know National Pigeon Appreciation Day is coming up in a few weeks on Friday, June 13th. Yeah, UPI is reporting this for a reason we'll get into in a moment, but there's so many of these National Appreciation Days, so many, and many times they came from companies campaigning for them to promote the product. You know, just like National Rotisserie Chicken Day coming up June 2nd. Boston Market pushed for that because rotisserie chicken, big on their menu. Pigeons, well, not big on Boston Market's menu, but they are big in New York City, almost like the unofficial city street mascot along with rats. So no surprise, a local group just announced they are putting on a Pigeon Fest Saturday the 14th, the day after the Birds Appreciation Day, with exhibits and the city's first pigeon impersonation pageant. What are they going to do, sit on a ledge and poop on people below? I mean, the festival's organizer is the group that operates and maintains the High Line, an elevated park on Manhattan's west side. Used to be old, rusty, elevated train tracks before they spruced it up into a nice walkthrough, manicured landscaping. And it makes sense, since pigeons have a habit of sitting on those elevated edges and dropping those bombs on people below. So if that happens to anyone on Friday the 13th, by the way, in June, or on that Saturday when the High Line holds a Pigeon Fest, say, hey, just tip your hat that you were hopefully wearing, because it's their day and their way of showing us appreciation.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
They call me one pot, they call me one pot.
You're my love dog.
They call me one pot, they call me one pot.
Ooh, one pot.
I've got the women, I've got old ladies too.
Say what?
Sticks? The workout kit, portable and light. Hundreds of workouts, the possibilities are endless. Only $49.99 if you order today. 212-555-5555.
This is really was nice as kid.
The workout kit. 212-555-5555.
Baby, do you really love me?
Call now. $99 shipping and handling added to cost.
Boy, bye.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays. Starting with Tuesday the 27th, TV chef Jamie Oliver is hitting the big 5-0.
I learned the game quickly.
And so is rapper Jadakiss, 50 now.
It's Outkast for the books. I thought you knew, so now you know. Let's go.
As is Outkast rapper, flutist, and overall artist Andre 3000. Andre Benjamin is 50. Kenneth and 30 Rock, also on Conan's show, he was a lot. Actor Jack McBrayer, 52. Actor Paul Bettany, also 52. And Willis in Different Strokes, actor Todd Bridges, is 60. Comedian Adam Carolla, 61. Crowded House and Split Ends, singer-guitarist Neil Finn is 67. Grammy and Tony winning singer Dee Dee Bridgewater, 75. Yeah, sounds like it does. Looking for lions. Singer Bruce Cockburn is 80. And on Wednesday, actor Carey Mulligan will be 40. Nick and New Girl, actor Jake Johnson, 47. Singer Jaheim will be 48, and Fox and Friends, The View co-host Elizabeth Hasselbeck also turns 48.
The beats give me the high that brought fame to us, and how we're gonna kick it, huh?
Rapper and radio show host Chubb Rock will turn 57. Singer Kylie Minogue, also 57.
Look at me. I can be Santa.
Singer John Fogerty will be 80. And singer Gladys Knight will turn 81 Wednesday. Then on Thursday, singer Fonseca will celebrate 46 years.
Now you tell me that you're falling in love.
Scary Spice. Spice Girls singer Melanie Brown will be 50. Boondocks creator and cartoonist Aaron Magruder, 51. Actor Laverne Cox, 53. And Blair in Facts of Life, also a Mouseketeer. Actor Lisa Welchel, 62. All right, just inviting the creep. Singer Melissa Etheridge will be 64. Actor Annette Bening, 67.
Your lifetime love, baby.
Sounded like MJ singing with her there. LaToya Jackson will turn 69 Thursday, and LaToya's older sister, Rebe Jackson, the oldest of the Jackson kids, will be 75. And that does it for another Real Pod Newscast. Thank you for tuning in, as always, and always looking for feedback, good or bad. Either way, hit me up through my 90s-looking website, Real Pod Newscast. I'm actually having fun with the way it looks, but one day, I promise, I keep saying it, but I do promise to spruce it up a bit one day. But I'll enjoy the 90s look for now. Also, song credits during the cast, they're posted on the show's Facebook page. Well, I'll also start posting more clips from the show. But have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website, realpodnewscast.com. That's Real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Showed up.